Hey guys, it's VM, the Facebook pharmacist, recording my very first Anchor podcast. Yesterday was my birthday, 2nd of July, and I am officially 30 years of age, and I'm feeling it. This whole past 3 weeks, I've been sick twice, 2 weeks. I only had 1 week in between where I was getting better, and then I got sick again. And I just wanted to say, you know, as your body ages, so does your immune system, and don't be surprised when you start eating things and finding that you have allergies to foods that you used to enjoy. And take heart, because your immune system is dynamic. It's always changing. It's improving, and then it's taking hits. And I just want to quickly address some of the four or five main stresses on your immune system. That's diet, sleep, exercise, relaxation, and there's probably another one there somewhere. Good company, let's just say. And whenever you slack off in any of those areas, your immune system takes a hit. So, for example, this last weekend I had some beautiful Italian food with a glass of red wine. I don't normally drink alcohol, and my stomach is really shit to start with, you know. Very sensitive to chili, so alcohol and caffeine, for example, really irritate. And I noticed it in the bowel motions that I had. So, you know, what goes in must come out, right? So what I put in my stomach was the red wine and the beautiful sauces, the Italian sauces. What came out was just a bit feral, let's just say, you know, the black shit. And not fully formed, a bit runnish and runny, and you know, that's to be expected. And what was also to be expected was my head cold got worse the next day. My sinuses are blocked. You can sort of hear my sinuses feeling a bit blocked right now, and you know, a bit of phlegm in my chest, feeling a bit of congestion, and that is just one lifestyle stressor on your immune system. Now let's look at, so that's food and nutrition. Let's look at sleep, you know. If you don't sleep enough, you're 7 or 8 hours. You've had a couple of nights like that in a row where you just sleep 5 or 6 hours, then your immune system is also going to take a hit. If you're someone who has eczema, well then your eczema is going to flare up. If you have psoriasis, your psoriasis flares up. And if you have children, their asthma may start to flare up a bit more too. So these things are almost immediate. And it's like your body screaming at you, hey, you need to slow down. So the other two stressors were exercise. Now, you know, exercise is good for your circulation. It pumps blood through your heart to your brains and to the rest of the body. And I've always found exercise really good for my immune system. It's actually when I stop exercising that I tend to get more sick. Conversely, if you push it to the extreme and you're gymming every single day and you don't get enough sleep, that could also be have negative consequences for your health. Relaxation, so that's the fourth. That's the fourth pillar or stressor. If you're not getting enough sleep, well, I touched on that already. But let's say you have emotional stresses. You're always constantly thinking about things, and you're worrying about this, and you're worrying about work, you're worrying about your kids. Well, that takes a toll too, you know, because your body can't really tell the difference between a physical stress or an emotional stress. The response is the same. It's a cortisol response. And if you're running on high cortisol all the time, you're going to have what's called adrenal fatigue. But leading up to that, you just have chronic stress, fatigue, and that's not good either. It definitely saps your energy, because if your body's always on high alert, it means it has no time to recuperate. And I think the last one is the one that I just threw in today, which was good company. And I think the benefits of that are fairly self-explanatory when you have good friends, good laughter, good food. So, yeah. All right, enjoy.